I would like to speak to you about this figure, because the first time I saw it, I thought it was something of a mystery to be uncovered. It is as if Nivola himself was trying to tell me something that I missed initially. The colour reminds me of a nail which has been left outside for a long time and is rusting. At first, I found the figure a bit intimidating, but then I noticed that it curved towards me, as though embracing everything which stood before it. I looked at the label beside it, sure that it would be able to help me. In a small script was written, "Female figure from the series The Ancestors." I knew that the ancestors were like our great-great-grandmothers, people who lived a long time before us. So in Nivola's imagination, this figure was like a grandmother from a time long, long ago. The most curious feature, though, that in creating it, Nivola did not use stone or carved rock, working in materials that had certainly existed since ancient times. No, he used iron, sheet metal, as Ruth explained to me later, which was very common material in New York and Italy and used for building skyscrapers and ultra-modern buildings. Two different worlds thus united in this figure, the great-great-grandmothers a long time ago, and a modern material which contemporaries of Nivola would have used every day. Perhaps it was his way of saying even in our fast-paced technological lives, we remained linked by a slender thread to all. Those who came before us dreamed and longed and asked questions just as we do. But this is just my opinion, and it's possible that I am wrong. It would be very interesting to know what you think. What does the figure remind you of, and how does it make you feel?